What I want to do now is I want to go through your ideas and get a sense of what your controlling ideas are. So let's talk about controlling ideas. And I put your names down here pretty much, well, not pretty much, exactly in alphabetical order. So, Kalpana. So my documentary shows how the Afghan market in Alexandria, Virginia has become the anchor of an uprooted Middle Eastern and Central Asian Muslim community. Mm-hmm. Is that fair? Okay, so you've got to, when you go out there and interview these people today, you have to explain this, and you have to talk to them about this. From what we saw yesterday, I don't know that anyone talked about being Muslim.
They talked about being Afghan. They talked about the fact that they come there for the halal meat,
okay,
and things like that. So that was important. So there were these indications that it was Muslim or Baha'i, which is similar, I guess.
Okay. Any suggestions on this? No? All right, let's move on. Chad, my documentary shows how one artist slash teacher uses a craft of printmaking. Correct me, fill in the blanks, tell me if I'm wrong here.
That's it. I don't know the answer to the question, Bill. I mean, that's the point. I don't know. I can't finish the sentence.
Okay, what do we have here? You've got another data. You don't have another data to contact her. I mean, but if
there's
you did,
a chance I could get her.
But. Okay, if you did get her to show up there and do an interview with her, this is what you ask her.
Yeah.
What do you use this craft for?
Yeah.
Have her articulate what she, why she does this, what she gets out of it. This is the whole point of this controlling idea, so that you have, a starting point to work on when you get back out there. Leonard's not here yet, right?
Thank you. That's helpful.
Good. Ivan, my documentary shows how Salvador and Papoose are becoming popular among the diverse American ethnic communities in the Washington, D.C. area. Three decades after an armed conflict supported by the U.S. government contributed to the fleeing, that's not a good word, to the what?
The exodus.
That's good.
Or departure.
To the exodus. Of 1/3 of the Salvador population from their homeland to the United States.
That's it.
Okay. All right, great. Let's move on. Anne?
My documentary shows how a Syrian immigrant transitions.
How what?
A Syrian immigrant.
A Syrian?
Yes. Transitions.
Yep.
From language instructor to restaurant owner and shares his country's cuisine with Americans.
Are we okay with that? Is that enough?
Well, there are different aspects of it. His philosophy to food, his childhood memories of food, what his mother cooked for him.
These pieces that I've done for, I'm going to show you one of them today. These pieces that I've done for ABC Nightline with Ted Koppel, which was one of the best news magazine programs on American television. And I'm sure you're familiar with it because of your work. When we went to them to pitch stories for Nightline, they had a very, very simple test. As to whether the pitch was a viable one, whether they would throw thousands of dollars at a story, and support us to go, in my case, to Africa, to do a couple of pieces there. And the test was just two words. It was, so what? They would ask us, after the pitch, so what? There's got to be a so what component to it, I think, particularly in our craft. What is the so what component to this?
Yeah.
Is there something broader than this? How does this, the so what in the piece that I just showed you was, the United States was involved with this country for a long time, the support of the Contra War. This country has been profoundly, permanently impacted by U.S. policy. We want to see what that impact was. That was the so what. Is there a so what to this? I mean, Ivan's story.
But is it to make a living? Is it that he uses, this is the skill set this guy has, okay? He's struggling. He needs money. And so he uses what he has, this restaurant, to assimilate, to struggle and to make a living.
Is it the typical American success story? You know, why does it resonate with us, or why should it?
But my thing is, that's all he has to try to make the American dream. You know, this is the only skill, or the best skill he has, to try to trade in the marketplace to get money and survive.
Well, he teaches, he's a language teacher.
Okay.
And he shifted to restaurant owner.
Maybe that didn't
so
work
So he
out.
Has two skills.
In okay. Syria, he was a petroleum executive.
He was a petroleum executive.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's the drama of the immigrant experience, isn't it? You have physicians here who come to this country, you know, from places in Latin America, who can't practice here because, you know, one, they can't live in their country.
Yeah.
But they come here because they have freedom and they're taxi drivers.
Right. I think it's all he can do to make a living.
I think to tell the more complicated story, you know, would require a lot more locations and time than we have. So I think this is maybe more like a Good Morning America, you know, let's see what's cooking, you know,
okay.
kind of a thing. I mean,
okay,
you know.
Happy, feel-good piece. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know.
Okay.
Technical question.
We got to move now. Rhett?
Yep.
My document shows, despite almost daily challenges of the new small business, Three Stars Brewery, Mike and Dave, through the success of their business, live the dream of many home brewers who hope to open their own brewery, something like that?
Sure.
Comments, feedback.
You know, this is a story about two friends that gave up their day jobs to do what they love, you know, and make a unique brand of beer despite the enormous odds against them.
That's great.
How's this?
Yeah,
that's good.
How 200 friends gave up their normal day to follow their dream to launch Three Star Brewery despite the daily challenges facing them.
Uh-huh.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Now you've got to, if this is your controlling idea, mm-hmm. you have to cultivate this thing. You got to get those people to talk about
what
this stuff.
Challenges.
Yeah. Enumerate the challenges. You know, well, we fight with each other once in a while. You know, our wives hate each other. You know what I mean? We live in different places. Big breweries are trying to buy us out. Stuff here breaks down all the time. You know, we can't get good help, whatever they are.
Yeah.
But we have to see them doing this stuff. We got to see them doing something, whether it's sitting in front of a computer, shuffling papers around, talking to employees, brewing stuff in a vat, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We've got to see them doing it and take your interview with them and put it under those pictures. They can't be them standing talking to camera.
Right.
Go back to the visuals. The pictures are what's going to move this thing.
Yeah.
Not what they're saying. It's the pictures. Karen.
Okay. My documentary.
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you.
Thanks for the help, Chad. It was great.
Yeah.
Very good. Shows, go ahead.
My documentary shows... is a love story. I like that. Is a love story, not shows, but is a love story that shows how one veteran couple honors, respects, and remembers their friends, families, and neighbors who have fought for America.
Is this what you want to say?
Yes.
That's good.
That works.
That's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My documentary shows that a growing number of...
Shows what?
Shows...
You know, my documentary explores one man's ability to say, quote, I'm still here after facing, you know, the death of his mother, his 2-month-old daughter, and just leaving prison. I mean, that soundbite is so good. It's like, man, it's the piece. I mean, I'd title your piece that. I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
That's right. That's the title of the piece.
Yeah.
How's that? Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
Let's go back now. Actually, Chad, you reminded me. Thank you for picking up on this. Kalpana, give me a title for your story, please. Because this is all part of this paper progression, this conceptual progression.
Yeah.
From you've got a nice, you've got a story idea, you've got a proposal, and the title is the concentration, the it's not when you distill something. What is it?
Catalyst.
It's no. It's when you boil something down to. Sorry.
Synopsis.
It's the condensed version. It's the condensed version of your controlling idea. A title, you know, and again, you, when you think of your title, you're working from that title because that embodies your entire
backward,
your entire
yeah.
controlling idea.
Yeah.
So you can either give information with a title, or you can simply prick somebody's interest with the title. Yeah, this the thing. The last thing that I showed you was called Echoes of War. A piece that I'm going to show you later this morning is called The Voice of Hope, about a studio in Africa. We got to move. Give me a title for this.
Oh God, an image that comes to mind. I don't know if that even makes sense. Is this the halwa that they had?
The what?
The halwa, the stuff that we were eating. It's called halwa. That's a very 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 popular sweet dish that they.
How about this? Halwa heaven? You want to call it that for right now?
Yeah.
Halwa heaven? Okay. Chad?
I don't know. Finding peace through printmaking? Or through art, you know? I think we got to say printmaking. Or just peace. Peace. Oh, yeah. That's good. I like peace with prints better.
You like that?
Yeah, that's better.
It got a certain...
It's better.
You know? Not a lot of information, but it kind of pricks your interest.
Yeah.
Yvonne?
Salvadorans conquest the heart of the American people through the palate.
Too long, give me something short. So.
Okay.
Oh, is it reaching this through the stomach?
Yeah, through the stomach. Yeah, that would be better. Yeah.
Papusas.
Salvadorans conquest the heart of the American people through the stomach. Yeah.
American papusas?
Papusas.
Oh, that's nice. American papusas.
Yeah, American papusas.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Oh,
American papusa. Yeah.
And most of them have never heard that word until we came here. So it's kind of intriguing. What it is? What is it?
Yeah.
And
feeding minds, feeding bodies, or feeding minds and bodies.
Okay. You good with that? Rhett?
Oh. Living the Brewer's Dream.
We got happy hour.
Which is you know, it's both true and sarcastic at the same time.
Karen?
Go with Forever Love for right now. Take out the honor and remember. Just Forever Love.
Kind of like, you know, love despite the odds, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You love despite all odds, something like that.
And the fact that it, because it's a memorial going back, it's that.
Yeah. I think you have to give it a little bit more thought. Steiner, you want to call this thing I'm Still Here?
Well, I was thinking of finding a way out. Maybe it's boring, but I've been in prison for the last 10 years, so, and he's trying to find a way out of that, and he's trying to find a way out of
okay
all his problems, so.
Finding a way out.
What's his
I'm
name?
Still there.
What's his name?
Deline.
Finding
himself.
Let's do this. Let's take 10 minutes. You know, coffee break, bathroom break, whatever, and we'll come back. Okay, 10 minutes.